Like my old folks say, man, get your house in order. I'm getting my house in order.
Get y'all in order. Something
Between
cooking.
AI and UFOs, boy, I tell you.
AI, UFOs? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Remember, we were just regular humans at one point?
I remember that.
Yeah.
You remember when you just woke up, your only concern was just, did I miss all the Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah, man. What box of cereal I'm going to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, what Pokemon I'm going to catch today?
Yeah, what Azure catch them going on?
Yeah, am
I'm
I
going to
going to
watch some
play?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Am I going to play GoldenEye or No Mercy or Mario
Play
Kart?
basketball, ride
Go
your
hoop.
bike. Yeah, go hooping.
What's going
Yeah.
on 106 in Park? You know?
Yeah, it's my aunt going to come pick us up and take us to Greens Point Mall.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, things like that. Because if you woke up at 12 o'clock on a Saturday, it's over. You have to wait a whole week.
Miss
Oh,
everything.
damn.
I miss everything. All my shows. Who won the gym battle? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, hey, just acting up, bringing to you Mike, Joffy, and Chris. Hey, Mike, Joffy is Chris. Hey, what to say at? What to say at? She'll come on a little bit later. I don't know why I'm starting to soft like this, but I keep on rapping just like this. Hip. Okay, let me stop. I'm just on one today, y'all. What's up, your boy Joffy in the building, man? What's up? What's up? Mike, what you doing over there, man?
Nothing. Nothing. How's everyone doing? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you are listening to us, whatever time zone you are in, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. I hope all is well.
We hope all is well, man. Chris, you good over there, man? What's up?
Man. Whew. Look, man, we need to do better. You know how you when you see somebody running and then everybody else start running? Look, this is what happened. And that went on for about 3 hours. We ended up like on the east side of town, somewhere by the Beltway.
On the east side?
Big old group. They thought we was having a rally or something. I don't know. We was
on the east side?
East side.
Of the mountain?
It's too hot for all that. It's too hot.
On the rough side of the mountain. Who the hell left the gate open?
I'm coming up. Come up.
Coming up. Why we gotta come up on the rough side? Why we can't come up on the smooth side of the mountain? Why everything gotta be all rough going up the mountain? Can we come up the smooth side of the mountain?
That would be
Damn.
nice.
The mountain, my brother, is metaphoric. No, let me stop.
Oh, so basically what you are trying to tell me is that the mountain is the journey, not the destination. Hey, shit. Oh, I see where you're coming from. Okay, all right.
Because we ain't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yes. Did it actually land on us?
Did it? I don't
know.
No,
it was, I don't know. Did it actually land on us? We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
We struggling today, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we already know how it is. We silly today. So, yeah, man, just acting up show. We got some great topics, great discussions. We got a great guest that's going to come through later on. And Tashae will join us a little bit later on. Y'all know we silly. Tashae got to, you know, catch a little bit more Z's, get a little more rest before she can join us and our craziness and our randomness. But, yeah, man, we're going to talk about Oppenheimer. Yeah, we did say something about last week, but someone got a chance to watch it this past week. Oppenheimer, yeah. TMNT, yeah. What else going on? Writer strike? We already know what's going on. But yeah, we're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff today. So y'all stay locked in. Just acting up show. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Just Acting Up Show. Don't act like y'all have not been here before. You've been here before, so go ahead and do what you already going to do.
That's right.
Like, share, comment, and subscribe. As Mike smiles.
Tell a friend. All the ladies, all the men.
As we want somebody to do something on it. Hey, you want to do something for me real quick? Hey.
Hey, man,
look.
What the hell you keep smiling?
What's up? Stop smiling all the time.
New shoes.
Oh, that's new shoe smile. Oh, man. Y'all already know what's up. But yeah, like, share, comment, subscribe, ladies and gentlemen. But with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the show. So, of course, you know, we're still standing along with our brothers and sisters out there on the picket line with the writer strike and the actor strike, having more actors come out and speak more, and actors that we do need out there to talk. Spoke to one of my homegirls, shout out to Aaliyah Rogers. How you doing, Queen? She was out there, and I spoke to her a little bit. She said, hey, she appreciated me for just, you know, spreading the word. And even though we can't financially make it out there to LA or whatever locations they're doing these strikes, but she appreciated us for it. So shout out to you, and y'all keep fighting a good fight as we continue to fight along beside you and spread the word, bring awareness, because they're fighting for us. But Netflix and other people out there talking about this AI thing, man. They talking about how they gonna pay people a handsome amount of money for some AI work, and it just hurts my soul.
Shout out to the Wall Street Trapper. I listen to him every Wednesday, but he said something that was that's true. The AI technology is coming faster than what we thought. Not just with Hollywood, but as in whole. Elon Musk is about to put a truck out there that can drive itself. 18-wheeler truck drivers, their jobs are going to be threatened. Food services, their jobs are going to be threatened as well. This AI technology is coming. And here's a statistic that came from him, and I looked it up myself. A good percentage of Blacks and Mexicans are, well, Hispanics are doing foods, not food, but services jobs. So if they are adding AI technology into service jobs, that means your job is going to be on the line. So it's coming. I don't have no solution for it. Nobody does, but this is what the writers are fighting for. So next it'd be the writers, and it'd be someone else, and it'd be another, and it's just gonna go on and on and on. So
yeah,
all we can do is just fight the good fight, and people held down their jobs and for a livable wage. So I'm standing with the writers, and we're just gonna keep this thing going.
Yep.
Yeah, and even with so much AI technology, just to piggyback off that, it's just like, I remember having a conversation with somebody that's like, it's like they're trying to eliminate the middle class.
Yep.
Just create the poor and the wealthy, you know?
Yep.
And no middle ground. Yep. And it is kind of fair. I see every day something new, AI technology for something.
Yeah.
It's crazy how fast it's coming. And
they're trying to get what peas into the eyes, because we've
Yeah.
Like that old school saying, your mama said, everything that look good to you ain't good for you.
No, it's not. Message. No, it's not. You know, it's not. And we are movie buffs here. So we all have watched movies where the computer turns is back on humanity as in whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know.
Hey, no, you do know. When you see them robots with get them angry eyebrows, they go like this. They're telling y'all know what it is. Why they go like that and they get upset?
I don't know if you all seen that video. They asked one of the AI robots, a few weeks ago, they were questioning it, and they were saying if it would turn on, you know, against, you know, humans, and then it kind of hesitated. It gave it I was like, it's like an iRobot. It was like an iRobot moment. We was like, whoa. Like, whoa. I was like, uh-oh. Art imitating life.
Art imitates life, man. I'm telling you, all of the T-1000s and Terminator, iRobot, The Matrix. You know how The Matrix started, right? It was just a robot, service robot that was being mistreated, and that robot started the revolution against humans. And
robot. Hey, what? That robot gonna be over there like, you gonna like, you ain't gonna tell me, right? When you turn around, that robot just,
yeah,
thank you, bro. Boy, we gonna be in for it, boy. What? Man, but yeah, man, moving on to some more news, man. So, Houston is known for always, Houston is big, of course, you know, it's always full of events and everything. And as I saw this Houston bucket list events, a list of things, a plethora of things you can do. So I was like, that's cool, let's share, because we always need something to do that's besides the same old thing you've been doing. Let's look at this. So, like, for example, from the 27th of this month, I mean, you know, it's past, so all the way to August 5th, the Shakespeare Festival, the Houston Restaurant Week. Woo, Restaurant Week, boy. Yeah. Houston Pizza Fest. There is a Anime Missouri coming up as well. Houston Horror Film Fest. Mike is a horror film buff. So, yeah, you know, hey, man. So, what else they got? AIAI Sandcastle Competition. The Sandcastle Competition might be something different. Pretty good date night. Come on now. Nice. What else? Got a Reggae Fest. Fast. Oh, don't die. Oh. Sorry, you know, get my burner boy on and everything, man. So I'm just saying. And a mariachi fest. So, yeah, list of plethora of things you can do, man, out there. So y'all get out there, enjoy yourself. Stay hydrated, though. Still hot. Still cooking. Still cooking.
Still cooking.
I can smell it. Okay, I'm sorry. It's still hot outside, man. I wiped the sweat from my forehead. But, yeah, man, y'all get out there and do something new out there, man. And getting into other news, speaking of something, well, I ain't gonna say this is new, but it's kind of scaring the crap out of me. If it ain't the AI robots, it's something else. UFOs, are we alone in the universe? Are we?
Well, you know, we have to be naive to think that we out in this big old universe that God created, that we're the only species, that living species that exists, you know. My thing is, they've been keeping it under wraps for so long, right? Trying to cover it up for so long, but now they're releasing stuff out to the public, confirming what we always thought was there. My question is, why? Is there an imminent threat that they don't want to shock us too much because something's coming that they can't stop? It's like, though, it's the why for me. Why now?
You know what? You hitting into something. You right, Chris, because you know the secrets that the government holds from the people are like 2-year-olds. You know, a 2-year-old will go destroy something. You don't know what's going on until you look and say, "Hey, what happened?" Well, you know, why you didn't tell me this earlier? But now. Now it's all coming out in the open. Everything's out in the open. So now you know, that's just something to think about. It's interesting that they came out with this news now. Mm-hmm. And then they called a guy a whistleblower. How is he a whistleblower? Was he fighting, trying to get the news out? Or did y'all allow him to tell you about it?
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. A whistleblower, man, this whistle should have been blown a long time ago. Yes. Everybody knew. I mean, Roswell, come on, bro. You know why? Roswell is like heavily guarded. Like, bro, you can't even drive past Roswell. You can't. Mm. You can't take no pictures. You can't get out your car. They literally have armored guards on the roads and signs saying, "Keep going. Do not stop."
Boy, you better not stop. You better not.
Oh, I mean, I'm like a whistleblower. Like, bro, think somebody gave him a thumbs up to go on and let the public know what's up.
Yeah, that makes me think that they are they aware that something's coming and they don't want it to be as big of a shock. Like, you know, they trying to ease us into it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's something ain't clean as milk, as they say.
Something ain't right. If y'all don't see the Just Acting Up show back here next week, that means we've been captured. I need y'all to come find us.
Please. I'm getting my house in order. And I ain't talking about the one I'm in now. Hallelujah. Get my house in order. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Cause something cooking.
Better find
something. Like my old folks say, you better get your house in order. I'm getting my house in order.
Get your house in order. Something cooking.
AI and UFOs, boy, I tell you.
AI, UFOs? Oh no. Oh no!
Remember, we were just regular humans at one point.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You remember when you just woke up? Your only concern was just, did I miss all the Saturday morning cartoons?
Yeah, man. What box of cereal I'm gonna eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. What Pokemon I'm gonna catch today?
Yeah. What Azure catch I'm going on?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch some Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Am I gonna play GoldenEye or No Mercy or Mario Kart?
Go hooping.
What's going on 106 and Park?
You know? Yeah, it's my aunt going to come pick us up and take us to Greens Point Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Things like that. Because if you woke up at 12 o'clock on a Saturday, it's over. You have to wait a whole week long. Damn.
It's everything. All my shows. Who won the gym battle?
Yeah.
The Turtles. Yeah, dog.
Ninja Turtles, all
that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into the Critics Corner, so you don't want to go nowhere. Stay locked in and Just Acting Up Show. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Thank you for staying locked in, man. We appreciate y'all. And I also appreciate every last one of y'all who came out last weekend, this week, last week, this week. Ooh. Now, who came out on July 22nd for the beginning of the end teaser trailer. I have to greatly appreciate y'all. Yes, I will be uploading stuff. Like I said, I'm uploading stuff to, I'm uploading my content. Just wait. But yeah, I'm uploading my content. We have a IG page for the beginning of the end film _. So go ahead, make sure you like, share, and follow that as well. On IIG, and thank y'all, man. We was out there for a very excruciating time past the time I wanted us to be out there. You know how it is in filming. You plan for this, you agree to this, but some things don't go the way they're supposed to. I hate that it didn't. I'm upset that it didn't, but we got through it. We powered through it. Everybody's spirits were high at a certain amount of time, but then everybody got tired because of the sun. But you know, hey, whew, we got through it. But yeah, thank you, each and every last one of y'all who's out there. How many? I think it was over 30 people, over 40.
It was, man. I was running back and forth trying to keep everybody hydrated. Hey, you got some water? You need some water? Need some water? Need some water? Need some water? Yeah. But I, just like Joffy said, man, we appreciate everybody. Come on out. We really do. It was a good turnout. Everybody did very well. And shout out to the little girl. What is her name? What was her name, Jane?
Oh, man, I can't think of her name, man. But she did that. She did amazing.
She did amazing job. Did amazing.
My homegirl, Trishawn, her daughter, her kid was out there. And I can't do nothing but applaud them. Because it was just everybody. You know, you say this is what you're trying to do, trying to get funding for it. You made a great story. I told them about the premises of it. Everybody was like, yeah, I'm interested. And it also showed like how cool in our relationship with a lot of people out there were, because everybody was out there networking. They went based off of what I told them what it's about. And it was cool to see that people just turned out for it.
That's right.
See people believe in what you're creating. It's a That's beautiful right. feeling, but also make sure to any upcoming filmmakers out there, make sure you take care of your people. Like I said, we had like over 100 bottles of water. We killed that. Ice cold water. We had that. We had a little bit of fruit trays, some chips, some donuts, some kolaches,
coffee.
Coffee. Yep. It was gone.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I didn't get not one glaze, not one sugar, and I bought it. Oh man, but yeah, man. I was like, man, but yeah, appreciate each and every one of y'all. And I already went through the post, but I'll go through it again as well to give out, you know, kudos and thank yous as well. But yeah, beginning of the end, man. We're gonna get it in, man. Hopefully, we can pray and hoping that we can get things started in the fall, like I said. So, with that being said, let's move on to the topics. So, Oppenheimer. I don't know why I want to say it like that.
Robert. His name was Robert R. Oppenheimer. In the movie, they was like, what the R stand for? Oppenheimer. Oppie. That's what they call him, Oppie.
Oppie. No, that's cool, man. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. I'm going to go see it. But, Mike, you said you watched it, right?
Yes, I did. I ain't gonna say great because that's putting it all the way up there, but it was a pretty good film. It was very good movie. I enjoyed it. It's very talky. So if you're going in there and you expect a lot of action, Christopher Nolan does a great job with telling the story, but then also adding things on there to keep people attentions going, you know, awake and alert, because this is the times we living in. The narration, everything ran smooth, man. They got an all-star of a cast. Like, wow. They have everybody. Like, it's like the Avengers of a cast. You name it. It's so many names that I can't even, I mean, you just look it up and see it. But it's a very good, well-told story. And, man, salute to everyone that has a hand in the project. It gets a little bit creepy at the end, only because it's true. Right. It's not fiction. Like, it's not like a Jason Voorhees. It's not like a Freddy Krueger. It's not like a Child's Play Chucky. Like, this is real life. This is real people. This is real government. This is real powers there be that have their button, have a finger close to a button that can start off a whole bunch of other things. I don't want to give it away. I would encourage people to go see it, and it's very good. And also, too, I gotta not being biased. Barbie was a good movie as well, too. It's not your typical Barbie movie, like, oh, I'm a Barbie girl. It is in the beginning, but it has its moments to where it settles down and it brings up a lot of real topics between men and women and sexists and feminists and this and that that's been going on. And we all battle, we deal with in our own way out here in this crazy world of ours. So both movies are great. And I'm glad that, no, I'm making this long, but I'm glad that these two movies have premiered the way how they premiered, because it got people talking about movies again and not the writer's strike and yada, yada. And it encouraged people to go watch these films, because movie business is like no other. It's very hard, but it is very satisfying at the end. So good movie to watch.
Yes, it is. Indeed, indeed. Appreciate that, man. And you wasn't taking up a lot of time, brother. We need to hear these stuff, man, because we all got questions and everything. So
that's right.
Really appreciate it. So just like we say questions, they clone Tyrone.
Yeah.
I'm still upset with that. But man, I'm still triggered by that song by Erykah Badu. Why she say my name, James, the way she did? She hated me more than she hated Tyrone. You got to bring Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. That's
she hit it. She did. I remember that. She did. She said she said all the whole letters, James.
Yeah.
She was just busting homegirls with her. That happens to that. Boom.
Man. God dog. Yeah. I still love
that's
I love
good it. Because Michael gets a love and hate in movies and in TV. Okay.
Wait, right. Everybody hates Chris.
Everybody it's hates Chris. Damn, that's boy, a whole God. TV show.
Oh man. Oh man. But yeah, man. They clone Tyrone. I still have to finish watching it, but Chris, you said you finished watching it.
Oh yeah, it's very good, man. The subliminal messaging in there It's like I wanted to insert Keenan Ira Wayans and be like, message. I mean, because it was like a lot of the stuff that goes on in our neighborhoods that's wrong with neighborhoods, they address it in a like the story is good. It's a good story to watch. But when you look at it, the messaging that they're delivering across, just like, yeah, you have to watch it. Like, it's definitely something that has a double meaning.
Okay.
All the way cool. to the end.
Okay. All right. Cool. I most definitely got to watch. That's on my list. And a shout out to Jamie Foxx. He came out not too long ago and had an address, you know, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Spoke to the public about it. You know, he got the prayers and everything and stuff. Leave that man alone. He's still working. He's still good. He's healthy.
He's not a clone. I can see what you mean by after you watch the movie, you're like, well, is he? But then, no, but he's not a clone.
No, he's not a clone.
That's what I'm
going to
say.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. So, yeah. So, and getting into another Netflix film, Bird Box Barcelona. I call it Bird Box, too. But, yeah, Bird Box Barcelona. I started watching it, but I didn't get a chance to finish watching it. It's going to take you on another location of what's going on in different locations with the Bird Box. You know, when that movie came out, everybody was having they jokes about it. A lot of memes off of that one film right there. But it was pretty good when I watched the first one. So I'm looking forward to finish watching the second one. Have a very smashing good time on. So yeah, Bird Box 2 on Netflix.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's
all right. It's not as bad as the first one.
Bro, I was like, this ain't hitting like the first
one. Oh. Oh, man.
I mean, you be on, but
yeah.
For me, I'm like, boy, girl.
Yeah. Like, Sandra Bullock is a beast of actions, bro. She's a beast. That I forgot about that part. It's like, boy, girl. Like, she
just.
Yeah, man. So before I get into this other one, the Haunted Mansion, Lakeith Stanfield, Rosario Dawson, shout out to also Dan DeVito was on it as well too. Very nice cast. Tiffany Haddish is on it. Take your kids, go see it. If you know, go see the Haunted Mansion as well. So that's out there. They did another Haunted Mansion, I think, with Eddie Murphy and a few others. But yeah, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah, so they're doing another one. And this right here, these next upcoming things I'm about to say are my jam, but gotta say this one first. This is my first jam. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mutant Mayhem. I will be going to see this. I will be going. That don't sound right. I will be going to see it. I'm going to say it anyways. I'm going to go see Ninja Turtles. That's my jam right there. The artwork. Yeah, artwork like this. The artwork is.
I have to honestly probably skip this one because after that Spider-Man.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
All that animation, I'm like, my eyes have to connect right back with each other. Good boy, that was just too much. That was way too much. Yeah. Have you ever seen Spider-Man Multiverse? Well, what was the name of it?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Spider-Man Into the... Yeah, that was too much of that.
It was like, a lot going on.
It was a very lot going on. And man. And when I saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'm like, again? Like, my son, again?
Boy said, no, not again. Give me a break. Let me give me some time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see it. But I do understand where you're coming from. Somebody, you gotta be careful with some of these flashes and stuff like that with this animation and stuff. But another all-star cast too with the TMNT. They got, you know, Ice Cube is in this. So yeah, Ice Cube, John Cena, a lot of other people are in this as well too.
You know, I just found out this week. What's the guy from the movie? The second movie, Ninja Turtles movie, the friend, Kino?
Yeah, Kino, yeah.
Also played Raphael.
Yeah, for real? Was it Donatello? I thought, yeah.
Was it Donatello?
I think it was Donatello.
Either way, he was one of the turtles.
He was one of the turtles. Yeah, I didn't know that. When I saw
I was like,
that was, it really did. Yeah. That was pretty cool, man. That throwback Ninja Turtles, the very first one, they have not. To me,
they can't be beat.
No, they can't.
No, No, these people was in puppet, in actual puppet suits that was hot, burning. You gotta fight everything. Nah, man.
Costumes look so realistic. Like, because when they came out with that new reboot, it was like, eh,
Yeah.
it don't hit the same. Yeah.
Nah, it didn't. But yeah, man.
I
And
was actually liking that one, but it didn't hit the same.
yeah, it didn't hit the same. But still staying strong with my turtles, man. But another thing that's my jam, X-Men 97. If you were a kid back in that boy, that theme music still hit. It's still jamming. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's still hit. Yeah, man. So they had a panel not too long ago. I forgot what panel it was, but they dropped the X-Men 97. They showed a little bit of clips and toys and everything. So yeah, I'm looking forward to X-Men 97. I haven't give the time frame when it's gonna come out, so maybe next year, or we'll know how the strike gonna look or what's gonna happen. We gotta wait for X-Men 97, but it looks good though. It looks good. They said they already have like two seasons pretty much already.
Done.
Yeah, they said two seasons already done.
Nice.
Hey, ain't my Pappy in both of those movies, the Turtles and the X-Men? You say his name well, Gus Dufresne.
Oh, good. Juan Carlo Esposito.
Carlo
One
Esposito.
one
One
one.
Carlo Esposito. That's
John,
my dad, for nobody to know. That's my pappy.
Giancarlo
Giancarlo Esposito. I don't know where
Esposito.
my mama should have been around when you were wherever he was at, mama. That's where you should have been around. But yet you was never mind.
Oh,
Yet
no. Moving on.
you was over there by the ship channel and you met him.
Like, I don't want
Yeah,
people to
could have
know.
been like that.
Oh man, the boy Gus himself, man.
You wanna be my daddy?
Like book out of here, boy. Who's Oh man, but yeah, man. But awesome, man. Speaking of Marvel stuff, man. So the Secret Invasion, on Disney Plus just wrapped up, and fans are upset. They were saying that all these other first up, the first five episodes was good, but that finale was lackluster. And everybody just upset about it, man. I watched it a little. I watched it yesterday. I hadn't finished that one as well. I got like 5 minutes left on it or whatever. I see what they're talking about. It was like the short episode and everything, but everybody else is talking about, man, I think y'all need to stop with these
One
Disney Plus shows. Yeah, these spinoffs. If y'all not gonna, really show, yeah, man. So.
I haven't
Show
even
what?
seen it yet. I'm waiting to. I was doing a mic. I was waiting to see it to let it build.
Yeah.
Show what?
Well, they were saying like, they was hoping to see more, more people what's to come. And they'll probably, have an Easter egg here and there or whatever. But this is Nick Fury's story and the Skrulls, People
Right.
want to see a little bit more of like, what's another, upcoming hero that's coming out that we can that y'all can share and show us and tease us with. Or
Right.
and I get it. I get it because they have been dropping Easter eggs like crazy.
They leave breadcrumbs,
They do.
and they started off doing that from the
Yeah.
beginning.
But
And I understand the fans. Go ahead.
I guess with Nick Fury though, story, even though I haven't seen it yet, I know the Marvels is coming out next, and he's heavily involved in that one. So they, can only do so much. Maybe the rest of it will be told in the Marvels.
They know what they're doing. They just, like you said, Mike, they live in breadcrumbs. And what I used to do is with these Marvel shows on Disney Plus, I would like go on New Rock Stars and watch, the breakdown and everything because they are really
They do a great job doing that.
they really good. And I stopped, but I guess for this one that is over, I'll go through it again and watch New Rock Stars, see if I can find some Easter eggs that was on right there in front of you that you probably missed. So
And
yeah.
Podgy. Check out Podgy as well.
Oh yes, Podgy is one too. So,
Now, since that's over, Loki 2 is coming. Oh man, I'm not gonna lie. Out of all the Disney Plus TV, Marvel TV shows, that one was the one, bro.
yeah,
That's pretty good.
That
Loki
was
was
pretty good. Loki
Loki.
had me on my. That's why I don't like watching them, because Loki had me, boy. I'm like, damn, I gotta wait a whole week, man.
Gotta wait again for this. Yeah. Yeah, I think Loki is the only one that's getting a number two. So yeah, it makes sense. So yeah, the number two, a se second season. I think he's one of the only ones. So yeah.
Man, I think didn't Miss Marvel
I think she's getting the second one too.
I think she's getting a second one too. I think she
Oh,
is.
okay.
I think she is. Yeah, man.
Cool.
But and last but not least, the Chi. Shout out to the showrunners and creators of the show, Alina Waithe from the Chi. They are back for another season.
Final
This
season.
is their final season?
This is their final season.
Oh man. Oh, well, yeah, they got well,
Oh
kids getting grown up and everything and stuff. You gotta yeah, sometimes, you know, come
yeah.
things got good things gotta come to an end sometimes, man. So yeah. Yeah, a shout out to everyone in the shot, Yolanda Ross and everyone. Man, good, great series, great, really great, really great. They were in their writing bag for this one, so we'll see how this final season is.
You all right? You need a tissue?
Man, special shows, man. Just
I wasn't ready for the.
Oh, ready for that.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Shout out to the showrunners of the show, Lena Waithe and everybody there, man. Great show, great run. Wish nothing but the utmost success from everybody that was a part of that show.
Yes, and Yolanda and Edward, they came on our show.
Yeah.
Definitely special shout out. We appreciate them showing us love
Yeah.
from the shot.
They clone Tyrone. I'm just playing, man. Yeah, man. But yeah. All jokes aside, we have actor, model actor Tyrone Betters that's going to join us for the podcast. And Tashay about to jump in real quick, man. So y'all stay locked in, just acting up show. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest here in the Just Acting Up show. Actor, model actor. Round of applause for brother Tyrone Bell. Come on, man.
It's live.
Hey, man, I try to, you know, do my thing on the introduction and everything, bro. Like,
absolutely. That's lit, man. That was a good one. Hello,
hey,
everybody.
man. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Hello.
Absolutely. What's going on?
Man, good to see you, bright and early like the orange juice, man. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't miss it at all. A little bit late, my bad, but we couldn't miss it.
Oh man, it's
Oh
all
man,
good.
appreciate it, man. Thank you.
It's all good. What you getting into last night? I mean, you don't got to tell your personal stuff, but you was out partying or what you did?
Nah, I was in the gym.
You was
I was
getting
in the
it in?
gym. Yeah, I was in the gym. Yeah, I had to go. Well, I actually had as an actor, so we have all type of stuff we gotta do. So had to go clean up this studio that I clean out. They use rentals, and then after I left that, clean that up, I went to the gym. And I went home, came home. So
Nice.
more than
On
likely on
Friday
Fridays, more than likely on Fridays, you'll see me in the gym. Or
night?
I can't remember last time I went out. It had to be like about 2 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago on a Friday night. Most of the time, I'm in the gym, or with my daughter, with my
That's
girl.
what's up. That's what's up, boy. He's focused, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking.
Yeah.
I need to do like you, because I keep saying, James, get in the gym. And I keep on putting it off, bro.
It's the key. It really is the key. But even if you
Yeah.
can't get in the gym, start by walking. Even if you can't, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Then just finishing, switching up your eating habits. Like get drinking again, at least try to get a gallon of water a day. And then just switching up the meals and stuff.
Yeah.
It's little by little. Everybody not gonna just jump in the gym. But so I tell people to go at your pace. Like I know a
Yeah.
lot of people try to trainers try to pressure you into doing stuff. Nah, don't be feel pressure to do anything. Go at your pace.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. Something we're definitely working on because I feel like I got a testimony in my belly, so I
You gotta
gotta
get
put
it
it out.
out. You
Yeah,
gotta get it out.
gotta get it
You
out.
can't keep it to yourself. You gotta get that testimony out.
Yes, sir.
I like to work out in the morning, like early in the morning,
That's
like
the
five.
best time to do it.
That's when I
Exactly.
get up. I get up early at 5. I work out for like an hour. Then I go back
Start
to
your day.
sleep.
Yeah.
It starts your day. So
If
like
I don't have a lot of
the way me and my girl do, we rotate. So most of the time she go get up early in the morning. I'll be with her daughter. Then make sure we drop her off and then I'll get mine in like the afternoon sometime and then go do what I gotta do throughout the rest of the day.
Nice.
Yeah, it just set the tone for the day. Like,
It
if I
do.
don't get up
It
and
do.
get that workout, I kind of feel sluggish. I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So usually when I'm in competition, so I compete sometimes like men's physique competitions, I'll get a cardio in the morning, and then I go back to the gym, and then I get my workout. So my workouts usually be about 45 to 2 hours, just depending on how I'm feeling that day. And then we back on the road. Back on the road.
Nice,
But
nice.
it's really like two. Sometimes I have 2 days, and then recently I've just been doing cardio outside because it's so hot outside, but it's perfect. So I probably throw on a thermal and just go walk.
Nice.
It's hot. It's hot, but it works.
It is.
Yeah,
You're
wait.
gonna sweat.
Go back. He said, "I throw on a thermal."
You gotta make sure you keep water. You gotta make sure you keep water.
This boy said, "I throw on a thermal." Wait a minute, man. It's a different type of
That's the
water.
best. That's the best word. But you gotta drink plenty of water, cause
You gotta drink hella water. Drink
you
hella
gotta
water.
drink hell of water, cause boy, if you don't, you gonna catch one hell of a
You'll
Charlie horse.
fall out. You'll fall out. Nah, you gotta make sure you prepared at all times, drinking water. And yeah, man, just about those sacrifice day deposit, which is funny. I haven't been losing a lot of pounds, but I've been losing a lot of body weight. So I'm like back in all my old clothes. So I'm excited. When you put that work in, and we getting ready, I'm getting ready to go to Atlanta next week. Just doing some promo stuff for myself, me and my team. So we're just gonna go put some work in out there.
That's awesome. Well, while we get into it, just tell us, how did you start your career?
Oh yeah, so my background is in modeling. I started modeling when I was 18. I was a freshman at Georgia Southern University. What's so funny? I was going to audition for a dance troupe. Like I like the freestyle dance. But I was like, all right, let's go do something. Like I was still trying to find myself in college. I didn't even know what I want to do. I just majored. Everything I did because my dad told me to. I missed it by a day, and I walked up, and they was having tryouts for a fashion show called Blaction. And they was like, "You want to try out?" I was like, "Whatever, I ain't doing nothing." Paid my $5, printed off 2 pictures, gave it to them. I was trash. So this is what 2008. So I had baggy pants. My I had tall T style button down, not button down, but the polo. It was real. I had gum in my mouth walking down the road. It was a mess. It was a hot mess. But I ended up making it through. They chose me, and so we was practicing maybe 3 days out the week. And so every time I'm going down the runway, practicing, practicing, walk getting better. I would go home, practicing, practicing in front of the mirror. I got the bug. And I was just like, you know what? I think I can do these. But at that time, I didn't realize the work it was going to take. But I just knew that this is what I could do. And so that's when it got started. 4 years later, just to speed up the story, 4 years later, I graduate. And then when I moved back to Texas, a mentor of mine that I picked up from a magazine cover shoot that I did for Crave magazine cover shoot that had a competition back in the day. So the year I did it was me, Keith Carlos, and this dude named Brian. Keith Carlos, he won America's Next Top Model. He ended up winning America's Next Top Model. And then Brian, he's actually a successful LGBTQ actor. I know he's an activist as well. But yeah, I was in that group of three, met a mentor. And then my mentor been with me, Willie Johnson. He's been with me since I was 21. And he was like, "You need to get into commercials. You need to get commercial broadcast." In my mind, oh man, I just want to be a high fashion model. Da, da, da. I'm 5'9". I'm 5'9", ladies and gentlemen. So that was probably, in my mind, I was like, nah, just be good. It'll happen. Sometimes if you got to fit into the sample sizes, you got the sample size way bigger than me. And just so on and so forth. So, I hopped into my first acting class. It was commercial acting at KD Studio. And the rest is history. Rest is history. So I did that class, did introduction to acting, trash. So I think a lot of people, they think the concept of I'm gonna be an actor, that they're just gonna hop into it and it's just gonna be easy. And it's not. So a key word that I like to say a lot is development. I had to develop. As a model, I had to develop, and then as an actor, I had to develop. It seems like people want it instantaneous, and nothing comes instantaneous. I'm sorry to tell everybody, but nothing comes instantaneous. So I had to develop, I had to create and work at the craft. I had to fail, I had to succeed in some places. Had to be background, had to do student films, couldn't get paid. So within my career, the first 7 years of my career of being an acting model, I didn't get paid. I didn't make no money. And then around that 8 year, I booked a commercial, and then each year, I probably book one or two commercials. And so these last 5 years, the trajectory of my career has just boomed because of the consistency. There was a time between 2014, 2015, where I took my eye off the ball. I was doing, not 2016, really. Took my eye off the ball. I was trying to juggle so many things, and I wasn't focused. You know, I wasn't all in. And you cannot be 100% to multiple things at one time. You just really can't. It takes, something's going to take time away from you, energy away from you. And so I felt the brunt of that, went through depression at that time. But the biggest thing was when I said and I prayed, I said, God, listen, if this is what you want me to do, I'm going to go 100% in. 100% in does not mean that I'm going to quit all my jobs and struggle to do it. No, it means I'm going to structure what I want to do. Acting is always going to be number one. But everything else, whatever I got to do, I got to do to make sure that acting stays number one. So if I got to work multiple jobs, but make sure my schedule is open enough so that I can go do these bookings, so I can all this stuff, that's what I'm going to do. The moment I did that, the wheels just started rolling.
Yeah.
Man, thank you for sharing that with us right there, especially with you saying how you battled depression during that time, because we all, all of us are actors and writers on here as well, too. So it's like those slopes and those highs and lows going through.
That's
so
it. It's a journey. It's a journey. Your career is a journey. And I'm still learning. Like, I think the biggest thing that has made me successful is I've always remained a student. I never thought that I knew it all. Mm-hmm. I never think that I know it all. I'm always open to learning. I still go to acting class and learning in class, and I'm learning. You know, sometimes they'll do the advanced and they'll do the intermediate, so on and so forth. Well, the class I go to, we're all different levels, but we all learn from each other. I don't care if the person is brand new to the class. I don't care if a person has 5, 6+ years in the class. We're learning from each other and growing from each other. And you can learn from anybody. It's just about, are you willing to pay attention?
That's right.
Listening is listening is so important in acting, because you got to listen to your scene partner. Even though you know the words, you have to listen for the reaction, the timing. It's so many things when it comes to listening. You have to listen into your notes and make sure that you can turn to your, to that you can implement your notes at a second. There's so many different things on that, but we're gonna talk more on it.
Absolutely.
I know, like, I'm a little hoarse this morning. My voice is kind of going in and out, but like, sometimes the family and friends that are along on the ride, they don't understand at the beginning part of the journey how much you're sacrificing to be what you're trying to be and to do what you're trying to do. Like, I know for a fact that I have to sacrifice and do these things, right? But it'd be the other people around that'd be like, oh my God, you're going to another this, are you doing another that? Are you getting paid for it and this? And then having to stop and tell them, no, this job is not a paid job, but trust me, I'm going to have some opportunities from this, because I'm always sowing seeds. You know what I'm saying?
But trying to get... I try to make sure that you got to think, like, it's a lot of people that ask me, Tyron, I want to do what you're doing, and how can I do this, that ask me, can you do different things? And I just be like, okay. I mean, I have no problem helping, but I think people have to taper their expectations, right, and be realistic. And not realistic doesn't mean not dream big. That's not what I'm saying. Dream as big as you can, but you have to be realistic in, one, the process of you getting there, and then, two, are you absolutely putting in everything? I hear people all the time, they're willing to leave their agent because they feel like they're not getting an audition. A couple things that I asked them. Do you have updated headshots? No. Have you updated your resume? No. Do you have a reel put together? No. What do you want them to do? All your agent can do is secure auditions. That's it. It's your job to book it. But if you ain't got the tools to secure it, you could go to another agent, but you're not going to book the job. You have to do your part. You have to do your part in your success. And with me in my journey, I'm the captain of the ship. Yes, my agent works for me. Yes, I have a PR person. She works for me. Manager. But yes, we all work in tandem. But they only go as I go. So if there is no motion, there ain't no motion. And it's hard to create motion if you're not moving.
That's right.
You know? So, and to piggyback off, you know, the pay, those, these are the sacrifices of the game. You're not the first one that's been in this acting thing that had to do background or do all these different stuff that wasn't paid. It's just part of your journey. just part of your journey. You know what I'm saying? It was part of mine. My dad didn't understand it at first. He's like, well, it's not, if it don't make money, it don't make sense. Well, he's not an artistic person, so it doesn't make sense to him. Right? Now it's like, I'm not going to do too many free stuff now, but I know the power of negotiation and that and understanding networking. Sometimes I go to an event and we networking. You know, if on IG, the biggest thing that I've been doing right now is following podcasts, seeing what a podcast said, what's podcast, and exposure. A lot of times people only want to do like interviews when there's a big following behind them. But I like to do these interviews because when my work drops, you're going to look me up. And when you look me up, the work, the interview is going to be out there. So you'll see that side of me that it's like, dang, who is this person? And the only way it works is if I do my part, executing these movies, execute and being outside, meeting new people, doing these different things. So, yeah, it's all a part of that journey and understanding that your family members not going to understand at first until they start seeing the fruits of your labor.
Right. Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. And speaking of your journey and family, you mentioned earlier that you're a father.
Yeah,
man. And I know that's your everything right there. So how do you balance, you know, fatherhood?
A supportive family, a supportive girlfriend. She go crazy. So it's like that, a lot of stuff I would not be able to do if it wasn't for them, my family, and my support system. But I try to be as present as possible. So I know. Yeah. There's a bunch of times I'm doing auditions. She's running around here. I tell her to be quiet. She'll be quiet for a little bit, but she's coming up on two. So what she can do. But there's a couple of times that she does auditions. I'll make sure that she's doing auditions. We booked a gig before for Arm & Hammer. So we did a commercial together when she was 2 months.
Nice.
So it's just I'm dad first. And then once I became dad, it was dad first, and then everything else. And so I just make sure that the main thing, we building, I'm doing something to build a better life for all of us, you know. And even in the midst of this strike, we got to make yourself pop. You know what I'm saying? I think people, I understand the motivation behind, we're standing with SAG and doing all this stuff, but we're not SAG. I'm non-union. I'm SAG eligible. I could be in the SAG, but at the end of the day, I got to make my name pop to even be able to be seen. Right. A lot of times when you go with these SAG jobs, they're going with the names they know. Now, there is a slight chance that you have to change their mind in the audition, which is all on you. Absolutely. But they already have a face and person in mind for the role. Right. So it's your job to change their mind. 9 out of 10, not going to change their mind because they need the name, because they need to draw. So you got to understand that you have to make your name big. You got to put yourself on. You got to create your emotion for you. But not to piggyback, but just picking back off that to go back to everything I do is for my family, do for a daughter. Straight up. She with her granddaddy right now.
I know what you're talking about. I have 4. And see, wait till she gets old enough to go, Dad, where you going? You leaving again?
I just got one. That's it. My son is 12, so he understands a lot more. You know, he's more independent now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's a great feeling to have.
I have like all age ranges. I have 18, 14, and then I have 8-year-old girls. So like the boys are and believe you me, you say he's 12.
Yes.
My 14-year-old be the main one. Like, Mom, you leaving again? Where you going? You just left yesterday. Like,
yeah.
Your son.
Yeah, he does that. He does that as well too. But you know, he's clinging to his mama. But then when daddy is around, it's daddy all day long. So
same. She be all over her day when I'm around, or I pick her up, or I do something. We play around, then she'll be like, "Okay, here they go back to mom."
What are your favorite places you have traveled? You know, doing modeling.
Oh man, so I'm definitely New York. I did for modeling. I did New York Fashion Week. Right before this is the last year Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. They had that, so this was the last year, 2014. Yep, 2014. We was grinding it out, man. So how I got up there was cool, but getting there, man. I end up linking with Kid Carlos. So this the year he was filming for America's Next Top Model. But it was like five of us in like a two bed, little small hotel room, thugging it out. We was thugging it out, man. We had fashion show auditions. We getting on the train, understanding the Metro card. It was so much. I was there for at least two, 3 weeks. My face started breaking out because it's like real dingy out there. Ain't no, really ain't no grass and no nothing like that. So I was like, nah, I'm from the South. I cannot do this. but I loved it because I've never anywhere I've ever been for work, I've never been as a tourist. Like New York, I was at Times Square, it didn't do nothing for me. I was just like, all right, it's cool, but I gotta go do this audition. So New York for sure, New York City. I'm sorry. And then I did a African movie, Nigerian movie in Washington DC DMV area. So we was all around there. It was a independent, of course, but it was pretty cool. So I was around Nigerians the whole time. So just getting a taste of the city. Didn't get to go do too much because it was all filming, but going to DC was pretty dope. These two. Nice. So DC and New York City.
Yeah, that's the bright lights ain't do nothing. I mean, I guess you was just really focused. We went to New York, right? Because like when I went
mean,
to New York,
I guess you could say kind of motivated me, but it was just like all I saw was just lights and metal and stuff. I wanted to see my face on there. I wanted to go to the where I could see what I got going on up there. A lot of times I have so much tunnel vision because I understood how long it took to get here. Not that we're measuring time, but the patience I had, the journeys I had, the meltdowns I had, many times I quit, but not officially. It's just like, I'm not doing this. So sometimes you think you're quitting, but you're pausing. Because a lot of times when God puts something inside of you, you can't let it go. Right? I don't care how many times I don't think about it. I'm going to always think about myself. I'm always thinking about being in front of that camera. I'm always so. I'm right. trying to busy myself to not think I need it.
That's right.
But anything that I do, whatever the job, I don't work so many jobs, I'm not fulfilled. Yep. I'm not fulfilled. My spirit is not fulfilled. I'm dark and gloomy because I'm thinking where I'm supposed to be instead of embracing where I'm just at. And a lot of times you get lost in it because we know we especially with social media, we try to compare so much that we forget the beauty in our own journey. Right. And when you start and accept your yes, what's for you, that's when things just kind of start magnetizing and coming your way. But you got to do your part. You got to step forward. You got to put it in. You got to say, nah, I'm not going to distract myself from anything. I'm going to solely focus on what it is I'm supposed to be doing within my career.
That's right. That's I like that.
And with you know, especially in this being able to stretch yourself in different areas, in acting sense, what is a genre that you would love to be a part of that you haven't done yet or would like to do?
Man, I want to do a musical, stage play musical. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do that. I want to get the training on the musical. I definitely want to use my dancing skill. I know how to follow a routine. I know how to pick up a routine. It might be longer than most people because I'm not like a full-fledged dancer, but I have the ability to do it. I just really want to do a play musical one day. And I'm talking about the big one, one of the bigger plays, dressing up, all that stuff, for sure.
So did you get to catch any musicals when you went to New York?
Nope. I didn't have no time. That was back when we was on the grind to get it. Like, they was doing fashion shows everywhere. We had to catch the train to Brooklyn, for an audition, had to catch the train to Harlem. I was staying in the Bronx. I was everywhere. Yeah. And these train rides are not fast at all.
Ooh.
And I caught myself getting off on one block, trying to go to another. But them blocks is so...
I would have got lost.
I'm on the third, so I'm on third. And I go to first, I'll just walk that. Never again, buddy. Never again. Bro, the blocks were so long. I was like, bro, it took me like 30, 40 minutes to get to the other side. I was like, nah, I'm going to just make sure I ride the train next time. I just ride the train next time. Because Because that New York City block is not the same as these kind of blocks. Oh, I just walked down the street. No, sir. Ooh. No, sir.
Right.
Ever. Ever again.
And so, like, I had the pleasure of seeing Chicago this year when I went to New York. And, like, everybody is a part of the show. Like, even the band is a part of the show. And so, like, they actually not only just do band things, but they're acting as well. So I thought that was pretty neat. But I'm not going to give you too much because you're going to be able to see one of those shows soon. And when you see it, you'll be like, dang. I mean, it's so amazing how they just use really everybody. They use the whole stage. Everybody's doing a little bit of everything.
Nice.
Yeah, and they train it for a long time just to make sure, because then they have shows back to back to back. So you just got to have that stamina for it, especially on Broadway or off Broadway. Anytime they shoot something up there, you're going to be up there for a while. They're going to put you up, going to make sure you're good. And then you're training and getting the show ready. And so that for your performances and stuff. So I don't have any equity yet. A lot of the plays that I do, of course, like Chitlin Circuit plays, but shit, I love them. We get them. That's where I've gotten my skill set has gotten better on the stage. On that stage, working with your director, taking notes again, and really, you just start picking up stuff. The more and more stuff you do, you just start picking up stuff, working with different actors. Listening to them, taking bits and pieces. You just use what works for you.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. You're right about that, man. So what have so you've been on quite a handful of, you know, projects. You know, you got Dallas. Let me see what else. You know, No Better Love, Fatal Attraction. But out of not just those, but out of all the work you've done so far, what has been your most favorite or your most fun that you've been a part of?
My most favorite, Perk 30. It's coming out in October. So Perk 30, I'm a part of with my character, Joshua Perkins. He's the son of a crime syndicate boss head. And so he's just trying to figure his own way out. I think with Joshua is he's smooth, he's slick, but he's still a gangster. But it's stuff that his dad don't see in him. He's seeing everybody else. So within the family, the dynamic is we're all trying to take his spot. He got his character name by the Bapo. Which I say Bapo spot, he don't trust none of his kids. Don't trust none of his kids because we are savages. But he made us that way. So throughout Perk 30, it's just going to be ebbs and flows of everything and things that people are not going to see. But the character that I play in there, yeah, like, I brought it. And this is with Elmore Vision Production Company out of Houston. Mm-hmm. And, we got three in the tuck. So we got Perk 30 dropping. Then we got Everybody Hates Christmas. And then we have Guns Down. That's all dropping this music. So it's going to be crazy. So I'll let y'all in on my plan. So the plan right now, when I go to Atlanta, I already have three interviews lined up. So three podcast interviews lined up. Nice. I'm also going to a movie release. They're premiering a movie out there. I'm going to go to the Mix and Mingle because I got to leave there to go to another interview to knock out. But it's all geared toward the next quarter. Going into the first. So I have a movie dropping October, November, December, and I got a movie January. We start filming on the sequel to that in a couple of weeks. And then I got a play on the 25th. So it's just a snowball effect. Yeah. So once people can see your name and they see everything out, like, we just use the mediums we got. And this is why it's important. Like, I think a lot of people only focus on try to work with, like, podcasts that got, like, a whole bunch of views and stuff. Well, the thing is, you want to build relationships in this thing. You build them from the foundation level. Because a lot of times, people try to pop and then build relationships. Well, I mean, you already have a name for yourself, if that makes sense. But when you build them up, when you build across and build up, it's easier to have people that's already on, you know what I mean? That's on your level because y'all came up together. Right. So I like to build a cross. I like to build a cross. Because building up, it just feels like begging. I ain't going to lie. I don't beg.
That's what's up. I like that. That's a good analogy right there. Build, not up.
Definitely.
Love that.
Build a cross and then build up together. just like trying to get pulled up. A lot of time we try to get people, hey, can you look at this? Hey, can you look at this? Instead of, hey, what you got going on? Hey, I got this going on. Let's team up, because now we can make it deep. Because two is always gonna move forward than one. It just always is.
We do the same thing, bro. We always networking and building relationships. So definitely keep in touch.
Absolutely. And I say it all the time. My success is not just for me. My success is going to touch so many different people. So even on the journey, if I see a gig that I might not be good for, I'm gonna share it on my page, or I'm gonna share it to my partners, or I'm gonna share it to somebody I think. If I know somebody looking for a photographer, oh yo, I got three of them. I'm gonna just send you three. You whoever you like, just use them. You know what I mean? I'm gonna make sure that people eat, because I ain't got to be the only one eating out here. It's so much room for everybody, and you can't book everything. It's physically impossible to book every project. Physically impossible. Stop trying to guard the gate and spread the love. What I've noticed is the more love I give, and it's genuine, it's coming from the heart. The more love, more opportunities I share this and the third, the more blessed I become. Because it's not about just seeing me success. When I see my partner on TV because he did a commercial, I feel successful. When I see another person in this movie that's getting ready to drop, I feel successful. I get successful. I get that feeling when I see other people succeed, and it makes me go harder. That's what it's supposed to do. A lot of people are envious. It just is what it is. But you have to turn that emotion and that feeling into positivity and let it fuel you to do better and push each other. And push each other, because it's somewhat competition, because it's never a competition to the point where, like, you suck, you can't do this. It's more along the lines of, oh, you got that one? All right, I'm up next.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, they include me. Hey, they looking for more people though. Here, that's for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
You gotta switch it. You gotta switch your mindset. You gotta switch your thinking.
Well, on that question, how do you give back to the community? Like, what's your ways of giving back to the community?
Oh man, so I try to, a lot of times that I give back to the community within my field is giving out information. It's hard to make change without money. I'm just be honest. It's extremely hard to make an impactful change. Now, I'm not saying that going to talk to students, though, which I talk to students too, if people ask me to come talk to students or do different things, but to make impactful change, you got to garner money. Money can change a lot of different things. It just moves the needle. It really do.
Yeah, it does.
Like, and then also just being the example of what you preach. A lot of things that, a lot of principles that I speak on, I molded them through the grind, and I had to actually live them and not just say them, right? So living in the manner of which a person gets motivated to that point, and then when you go speak to their kids, you go speak to their students, you just make a change. Same thing. Another thing that I'm a substitute teacher. So it's a lot of times when I'm going in talking to the students, it's not a big black male presence in these schools. It's just really not. And you could just see it. You just see it. And then the kids, they respond to you, right?
Yeah,
so
they
you
do.
Just try to be there as much as possible. You see them respond to you because it's like, dang, most of the time they're all around with me. No offense or anything. But as a black man, and I look fairly young, so a lot of them are taller than me and look older than me. So just making those impacts and having those talks and speaking from their level, their viewpoint. A lot of times people talk down instead of instruct and talking to. So that's not what these kids need. A lot of them just need structure. They just need that idea of I can do this, right? Because there's not a lot of things that's showing that they can. That if anybody's feeling the brunt of social media, it's these teenagers, it's these kids, because it's like they feel like I'm 18 years old and I ain't got no money. I'm gonna be honest with you. You from 18 to 22, unless you doing investing and stuff like that, you pretty much gonna be broke. It is what it is. But don't compare your journey to anything else, especially if you're in college.
Especially if you're in college,
I'm seeing all these college kids with Burberry, got the Alexander McQueen. I'm like,
college.
When I was in college,
yeah,
I had no Burberry.
No Birkins.
Like, they drip down.
I was telling you, I wish they had the NIL deals.
my frat brothers, the new ones, just be popping out. I'm like, man, they getting money over there. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's some NIL
over there, man.
Yeah,
real.
Man.
I wish they had the
but yeah,
NIL
so I can see where the pressures, the life pressures can attack. And so it's just about just making sure they understand that you set your standard, not the world.
Yeah. Not as far as in the acting world, there's a lot of people that's in this acting game that's trying to make sense and make it make sense, right? So, you know, just give us a few free gems on what you can share with actors trying to figure out their acting journey. Give us one good gem to share with everybody.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a couple, actually. I'm gonna give a few. I'm sorry, not a couple, a few. So figure out your niche. Figure out your niche, right? If you wanna be an action star, you gotta be in shape. I'm just gonna be honest. You gotta be in shape. Now, there's the comedic relief style action stars and stuff, things like that. You know what I mean? But if you wanna be Jason Statham, if you wanna be in that field, you gotta be in shape. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? In the industry at all, you still have to have a shape or you still have to be somewhat healthy in the thing. But depending on what you're trying to do, that's what you need to be built for within that field. Another thing is do the work, go to training, go to class.
Yes.
Go to class. If you just hopping into it, no disrespect or anything, but as a background actor, which I was, because I can speak on it, you get a sense of view that I'm in this movie. And yes, you are technically in the movie, but you don't have anything that you can use for real. I see people do it all the time. They clip out them being in the scene, but they don't say nothing. They're just walking by. That's the back of my head right there. That's my face right there. This is it. I'm in these movies. Yes, you're in the movie, right? It's exciting, but you can't take that shit to no agency. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not demeaning. Keep doing the work.
That's right.
But start doing some of these student films. Start doing some of these independent series. Audition for some of these independent roles. Mm-hmm. We need to see you speaking. We need to see you acting. We need to see when a reel has to be a reel. It can't be a clip of you walking by, right? Yeah. So not to diminish background. I've done background. Anything I speak on, I've done. I'm not going to tell anybody to do something that I didn't do.
Yeah.
So get in the class, do the work. Another thing, the first thing we said, if it's any style of the movie that you portray or that you want to see, look like that image or look like that image that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within doing that work, have all your tools in order, right? Because you don't have to necessarily have a reel to get signed. You don't even have to have a resume to get signed.
No.
Get your ass a headshot.
Yep.
And not your partner that got a camera and y'all can set it up.
Or your partner got that good iPhone. Yeah.
Or not your cell phone. You going to put it up. And do
you
your
put
cell
it
phone.
In
not
cell
no AI. Not no
oh,
AI.
Oh, you know this shot. Girl that got some good angles.
not no AI headshot.
Nah.
Invest in headshots. There's plenty within the Metroplex, wherever you that offer great deals.
Yep.
The most you're gonna probably spend is $500. You gotta spend that $500 for quality, you spend that damn $500 for quality. Because at the end of the day, this is your career. So
that's
what
real.
You invest in it, if you invest pennies in it, you'll get pennies out of it. If you're gonna go throughout your life or your career doing TFP, you're just gonna be you can strive for more. But it's hard to strive for more if you don't do more for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. People tend to help people that are helping themselves.
Yep.
People tend to be gravitated to people that's creating their motion, not waiting on anybody,
yep.
Right? And so with that, get the headshots on Actors Access and Passing Networks.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have a file. Create your file. Create your Actors Access. Create your... Casting Networks. Now, I'm not saying that you're just going to put all your pictures on there because they cost, right?
Yes, it does.
But make sure you at least have two headshots. Have your theatrical headshot and have your commercial headshot.
Yep.
Just those two, put them up there. And then as you continuously grind it out, you'll mm-hmm. fill up your resume with the more things you do. Me personally, when I tell people, if you do background, don't be afraid to put background on there. But those should be the first things you take off as you start doing real stuff, right? Not that background's not real. It's just, it's not gonna look good on your resume. Just gonna be honest with that. Have realistic expectations. And what I mean by that, like we spoke earlier, have a plan, work the plan for yourself, and be realistic in where you at. Dream big. Dream as big as you can. But dreaming without a plan is delusion. I'm just going to be honest. So you have to set up what you think is going to look like. Is it always going to go according to plan? No, because life, just be life. And things happen. I'm driving to work in my car and my alternator go out. I'm on the road, stuck. By the grace of God, we got an extra car. By the grace of God, we got an extra car, right? But these are things in life. And what did I have to do? The next day, I had to go film, right? So you just fight through it. You fight through it. You make it make sense. And then you follow the plan. Things are going to happen. But stick to the plan.
Right.
Stick to the plan. So just to go back over. Be in the shape that you need to within the film industry that you want to be in. Do the work. That's the most important thing. Do the work. Do the work. If you're an actor, if you're a dancer, if you're a lawyer, if you're a singer, do the work. Train. Stop thinking you know it. You can just show up on set and do whatever. It does not work this way. It does not work that way. Invest in yourself. Invest in your craft. Do all the things and follow the plan that you have for yourself. So, what else for?
That's a free game, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
free
you.
Game.
Thank you so much.
No problem at all. For real. And I'm an open book. So any of y'all ever reach out or just need whatever, just I'll answer. More than times, I'm more than likely I'll answer.
Man, yes, sir.
Man,
appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it. Tell everybody where we can follow you at.
Oh, yes. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Tyrone Betters. My link tree is attached to my account, so there it goes to all of my work. It goes to my interviews. So I don't know what platform y'all put this interview, but once I have it, I get it, I put it on my link tree so that people can go find all of the interviews. It has the production that I'm in currently, and then I have six, seven productions getting ready to drop in a few, and then I got three or four commercials airing at the same time right now too. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So you'll be able to find all that work.
Congratulations. Look, he putting in that work.
Yeah. Like, if you want to be a star, you got to move like a star. You have to visualize yourself being a star. Because manifestation is real. I know a lot of people don't believe in that or believe in these things, but manifesting it, speaking it to existence, oh, that shit real. That's real. And it's real as ever because I'm going through.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tyrone Betters, man. Appreciate you again, bro.
Man, I appreciate y'all for having me. This is such an amazing feeling. I needed this. This thing got me more to start. I'm grateful.
All right, good people, you know what it is, that time of the show again, when Chris gets into his bag and tells some jokes. Bag of jokes, I'm sorry, I don't know what that song
is. Tell some jokes, maybe some jokes, little old jokes, maybe some jokes, maybe old small jokes, maybe.
I'm gonna give you four this week, Mike, make it laugh.
Give me four, oh no, it's jokes, oh no.
Four piece.
All right, so we're going across seas, right? Shout out to the Daily Mail for this story. A woman who got married. Right. She revealed that she now is divorced. Right. Bacardi is her name, ironically, age 40 from Oxfordshire over there in the UK. And says she met a soldier at Wado after a ghoul burst into her bedroom one night during a storm. And then afterwards, they had a wedding on Halloween night 2022. They haven't figured out what I'm talking about now. She's talking about she married a ghost.
Oh, hell no.
yeah, a ghost of a Victorian soldier. She added that he grew increasingly more aggressive and nasty and began to haunt her with the sound of a shrieking, screaming baby. She recalls their relationship had always been turbulent from the beginning, with the stark contrast of him threatening and possessing, and then a warm, intense, but slowly beginning to kind of make her feel bad. And she said she got tired of being married to him to a free spirit who was inconsistent. And then check this out. She grew tired of him being inconsistent, began being annoyed with him because of his alleged unsettling fascination with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, hell no.
She said a Wado would then allegedly disappear for days at a time,
and return, reeking of Miss Monroe's iconic perfume, scent Chanel number 5. He would brush past Bacardi, and then he would fill the room with the smell of her scent. So she said that was the final straw. And so she returned to the chapel where they got married and did an exorcist. And since the exorcism, which ended in divorce, of course, she revealed that she feels that life is more joyful. She concludes, I haven't felt his presence or seen him. The whole energy is shifted and life feels more light. And I'm quite adamant that I am no longer, and I don't want to be haunted by Eduardo since his presence isn't welcome in my life. I did not make this up, folks. This is not a story. I'm writing. This is a real.
Oh my God.
I have not heard anything like that. This is different. This is.
Mental health is real.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mental health is real, bro. You know what's so funny? She got mad that he disappeared.
Disappeared, missed with Marilyn Monroe.
Disappeared and was with Marilyn Monroe. Wow.
And if y'all see, I got a picture of her right here. And then on my right side, here's Eduardo. I mean, you don't see nothing because it's a ghost, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but I get it though. Dating is hard, man. Dating is hard. I remember I started dating. I dated this girl 4 years ago. She was a paraplegic, but she left me. You know, she told me all I did was push her around. It's not my fault though. She wouldn't stand up for herself. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't counsel me.
That's pretty good.
Boy, that was pretty good.
That was actually pretty good.
Okay, I'll be my bad.
Fine line.
Man, everybody, you know that line, but it was pretty good.
Well, did you hear the one about the ghost who didn't pay his mortgage? His house was repossessed.
That's actually a pretty good one. That's a clever one right there. That's a clever dad joke. I like that.
Okay. I feel like I'm in my bag today.
that's a clever dad joke. Today. I like that.
Okay. In what key do ghosts play piano? No.
I don't know.
Play it in the spooky. Get it? The spooky.
It was doing good.
Come on, Mike.
He was doing fine, bro. Doing great.
Okay. Ghosts. I mean, everybody talking about ghosts. What is it with them these days, right? Mm. They go around. Woo, woo. What is it all about? They need to get a life.
Like I said, you fizzled out.
Get it? They need to get a life. But they see that ghost. They go around.
You fizzled out.
Get a life. No.
You fizzled. My nizzle.
You were pretty good early.
I ain't gonna lie. But the third and the fourth quarter, you lost me.
Man, I should have got out the game soon.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that ghost, my player partner.
He can remember Miss Monroe up there.
Boy, he out there pimping, man. God.
I
even
cheated on by a ghost. Never mind. I'm done.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
So that's what I gotta do to prove my love is to be a ghost.
Pretty much.
I mean, even the ghosts out here getting married. Lord,
I know, right?
Look out for your boy. He get a ghost getting a whole real one.
Just skip over
G-O-D,
me.
Look out for your boy.
Just skip over us, huh?
Yeah. He already had his life. It's my turn.
That was funny, though.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to the bounce act, so don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Just acting up, show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Balancing Act. This is where we give flowers out to certain individuals, or we acknowledge, you know, those who have passed on to go on to a better place. And we have to do that because it's where we put the balance at. I'm being silly. But yeah, we have to do that because we have to pay our respects to everybody and give everybody out their flowers. So Lately, what I've been doing on our IG, I'm starting to I've been doing this for quite some time, but giving their flowers out to other individuals, recognizing them, putting in the story, saying, "Hey, check out this person. That person is talented. Hey, this person is sharp. This person with their acting or with modeling or this and this and this." Just giving flowers out to each other. And I have to do that because who's gonna recognize us if we don't recognize us? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to everybody?
You gotta show love, man. It's
Yeah.
like we was talking about earlier with Tyrone, man. You want to build a cross,
Yes. Yes.
build up.
Yes.
Yep.
And
Yep. And a lot of things that I struggle with as well as on my journey is I'm always looking forward to what's next. And then after I accomplish the what's next, I wanna go to the next, then the next, then the next, then the next, then the next, and so on and so forth. And the very stressful process, because you be thinking like you so far behind, but then don't get a chance to actually look behind you and see all of the things that you have accomplished and that you went through and you survived it. So it's good to have people like James to spot that out. And give people their roses and their flowers and their recognition that they deserve, so.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate that as well too. So yeah, man, we gotta support each other because I know we not the Denzel Washingtons or the Angela Bassetts or and everybody's like, oh, what you see what she did, I'll see what he did. We have to build each other up, and we just have to, because, like I said, it's you never know who you're gonna be able to meet through networking or who you put out there and see how talented that he or she is with what they do. And I find doing that, and sometimes it makes people day. Like there have been a couple of times where I did that, and somebody reached out to me like, "Hey, my day was like doing was going from like here, but just because you took one of my old post that I did some acting or something good in and posted and highlighted me, that made my day better."
Sometimes
Appreciate it.
we'll post somebody's business up there or they're what they're doing, and they'll be like, "Man, that really put a battery in our back to take it up another level." You never
Yes.
know. You never know what showing just a little love, just a little love. You got a big heart, just show a little love, a little love,
Just a little bit,
just a
just a
little
little bit.
respect. Show a little
Yeah,
love, and
that's
you'd be
right.
surprised how far or what that could do, because that may be just a little bit that that person needs to get into another gear. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to see everybody. When there's enough, like we said, there's enough food at the table for everybody to eat. We got no time to hate.
No. So, the power of positivity, ladies and gentlemen. Take somebody that you have seen been working hard, and just highlight them. Say, hey, I just want to take time out to say, hey, this person right here is dope. What they're doing is amazing. We gotta do that. Gotta hype each other up. We just need to. We need that feel good energy, good vibe energy. So take time out of your day to acknowledge somebody and say, hey, what you're doing is amazing and dope. And I thank you for it. Keep going.
Come together right now over me.
Do. I'm sorry, I was thinking
I
of
got my lighter going.
Yeah, man. Give flowers out to somebody, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be shy. It's all right. It's okay. In a respectful way.
Don't be a hater neither.
Don't no, stop hating. Don't be hate all your life.
Don't be a
Haters,
hater.
haters are admirers. Come.
Hey, talk your tongue.
Haters are my motivation, my motivators. Who
Yep.
said that in the movie? That's so lame.
I forgot. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if Riri gonna do anything for Riri's Corner, but I'll tell you what we are gonna do for Riri's Corner. We're gonna celebrate Riri because it's birthday.
It's your
Hey.
birthday.
Hey.
It's your birthday. Yeah,
Don't know what type of
it's
dance
your
that is.
birthday. Not the worst day, but your birthday. Yeah,
Yeah.
it,
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to Riri Bridges. Thank you for everything that you do from behind the scenes to on the scene, all that, man. She's amazing. She's awesome. It is her birthday, so shout out to her. Celebrate the rest of the month, man. Take the rest of the month off.
Yeah.
But I can't pay your bills or something like that.
Yeah.
Do something that we're gonna do and enjoy.
Message?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Riri. Happy birthday to you, Queen. Thank you for everything that you do. All right, good people, it's time for us to wrap it up and get up on up out of here. Clap it in, 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 man. Man, shout out to our guest Tyrone Betters, and shout out to Shay as well for joining in. You know, she just came in, she was tired, y'all, but she got through it, man. She did her thing. Yeah, man. So shout out to both of them, man. But that's gonna do it, man. Do we got any positive messages or words before we get out of here?
I'm going to say a positive firm message quoted by Wesley Snipes. Excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen. But it says, the toes you step on today might be connected to the foot in your ass tomorrow. So be kind and move with good intent.
Woo.
Thanks.
Now that's from Brother Wesley.
It was a clear black night, a clear black day. Warren G was every way. And then Nate Dogg, you know, it was a teacher went down on the LBC when the woman.
People was waiting, boy. It was in the cut. LBC.
If you know, like I know, you
understand.
No, that's just random.
The boy just waiting. The boy just wait for his time. All right, the boy just.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't get sued by the East Side Motel because I don't know. It seems like that's not the place you wanted to be.
Well, I swear to God, that East Side Motel, man. You get set up and robbed at the East Side Motel. At the East Side Motel.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That's too classic, man. We got to get up by, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a good one. Have a blessed one. And we see y'all next time.
Peace.